is VOA News. I'm Joe Falca. People in the Bahamas experienced another hellish night as the center of powerful Hurricane Dorian sat stationary on the northern edge of Grand Bahama Island and pounded the area with fierce winds and the flooding effects of heavy rains and storm surge. Dorian made landfall on the island late Sunday night and barely moved throughout the day Monday. Forecasters expect the storm to finally move away during the day on Tuesday and threaten the U.S. state of Florida. Prime Minister Hubert Minnis told reporters at a Monday news conference there were five confirmed deaths on Abaco Island, where Dorian struck before moving to Grand Bahama. And as Reuters' Conway Gittens explains, in the U.S. state of Florida, preparations are underway.
Parts of coastal Florida are under mandatory evacuation.
I will not get off this boat during the hurricane for any reason at all, save a human life. If a human's life is in jeopardy, then obviously I'm going to do whatever's necessary.
Because this isn't a play toy, this is our home.
Yeah.
And we can't afford to buy another one of these.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis told his residents to heed evacuation orders.
Get out now while you have time, while there's fuel available, and you'll be safe on the roads. We are in a situation where the storm is stalling very close to our coast. It is going to make a movement, and the movement that it makes is going to have a lot of impact on Floridians.
Evacuation orders have also gone out to coastal towns and counties in Georgia and the Carolinas.
What the storm did to Grand Bahama will become more clear as it moves away and authorities are able to survey the island. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for an Afghanistan blast in a compound which houses international organizations and guest houses. It killed at least five people and wounded some 50 others, although the number of deaths are expected to rise. The explosion occurred just hours after a U.S. negotiator shared with the Afghan president key details of a deal. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson threatened Monday to expel any Conservative Party rebels if they try to block his push for a no-deal exit next month from the European Union. Reuters' David Doyle.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Monday ruled out ever asking the European Union to delay Brexit, making an implicit warning that he would be forced to call a general election if his hands were tied by Parliament.
I want everybody to know there are no circumstances in which I will ask Brussels to delay. We're leaving on the 31st of October, no ifs or buts.
An alliance of opposition lawmakers and rebels from within Johnson's own Conservatives are seeking to take control of Parliament in order to pass legislation that would force Johnson to seek a three-month delay to prevent a no-deal Brexit.
In response to this Reuters news agency report that she would apologize for actions and resign if she had a choice, Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam told a group that she has no intentions of stepping down. She said she had not even contemplated discussing her resignation with Beijing and has told herself repeatedly during the last 3 months that her administration should stay on to help Hong Kong. This has tens of thousands of students joined together on Monday, boycotted classes, and demanded that the government heed the demand of pro-democracy protesters who've been rallying the streets for nearly 3 months now. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
They wore masks over their mouths, but the voice of Hong Kong students was loud and clear on Monday. Thousands of them chose to boycott school and university for the day in the latest anti-government protest here that some fear could one day be made illegal.
If we stop fighting, Hong Kong will be ended. One country, two system might properly be ended. And our rights, our basic political right of getting involved in social movement, of opposing the government, will probably be ended also.
This was a peaceful protest against the now suspended extradition bill, an altogether different kind from the violent scenes over the weekend and many times before.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Iraq on Monday suspended the operations of U.S.-funded Al Hura television after it broadcast a report alleging corruption in the country's Sunni and Shiite religious institutions. The 12-minute documentary aired on Saturday, claiming that the religious authorities were misusing state funds in administering religious sites and real estate. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palka, VOA News.
It's VOA. 1.